I'm Marco Werman with The World. It's only Monday, but I'm guessing British Prime Minister David Cameron is wishing the week was already over. The heat from the Panama Papers scandal is now bearing down on him. Turns out the Prime Minister's father had an offshore account set up legally to lower his tax burden in Britain, and David Cameron inherited some of the profits before becoming Prime Minister. Again, nothing illegal here. Cameron has now disclosed his tax returns, the first British Prime Minister to do so, but his initial decision to dismiss any criticism over this issue has angered a lot of British voters. And over the weekend, thousands turned out to protest on his doorstep in London. The World's Bradley Campbell was there, and I take it, Bradley, some creative energies went into these protests. There was a Caribbean theme to highlight the offshore companies.
Oh, yeah, Marco, it looked like a Jimmy Buffett concert was about to start in downtown London. I mean, there were beach balls, there were Hawaiian shirts, people were in Panama hats. But pretty soon they also picked up, you know, protest placards and started chanting. And then I realized, you know, probably wasn't going to get a margarita. But anyway, I met one of the protesters in the organizer event, Abby Wilkinson, and she actually told me the reason for the whole tropical theme.
If all of these UK companies get to pretend that they're based in tropical hotspots for tax purposes, why can't we pretend we're somewhere nice and tropical as well?
Yeah, well, I don't know how the weather was, but at least they were in the mood. How many people showed up on this Saturday morning, and where were they all gathered, Bradley?
Oh, God, thousands of people were gathered all in front of 10 Downing Street, which is kind of like Britain's equivalent of the White House. It's right downtown. Big Ben's kind of in the background, right across the river from the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel. And they ended up blocking off two lanes of street there.
And why did they say they had come out?
Because they were upset, not necessarily about what they learned in the Panama Papers. What they were kind of upset about was his response to it. And one of the protesters told me it was kind of this lesson in the present tense, because David Cameron always kind of starts by saying, well, since I was prime minister, that's like the first starting point. Anything before that, it's like it didn't happen and didn't exist. One protester said to me, you know, it's kind of like he's this unfaithful boyfriend in the idea of, like, you ask him, have you cheated on me? And he says, well, I'm not cheating on you at the moment, and I don't think I'm going to cheat on you in the future.
Interesting analogy. The pictures that you posted at PRI.org really immersed me in this scene. Just based on your conversations and what you saw, did it look like the beginning of a movement? And if so, a movement to do what? Get Cameron out of 10 Downing Street and make politicians more accountable? What's the end game here?
Seems like the people there on Saturday, the protest was to try and get Prime Minister David Cameron out of 10 Downing Street. It's hard to say if they'll be able to do it. But they did say at the very end of the protest, if you think this protest is big, just wait till next week, where an even larger one is scheduled to happen.
The World's Bradley Campbell in London. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, Marco.